James Coney. This is TK. We were on a bit of a hiatus because we were...
Oh, wait, I have a background now, too. Keep going.
We were on a bit of a hiatus because TK was moving. He was going to Texas. I am still in stinky old Maryland, so I'm the same place I've always been. But we're here to talk about video games, and we hope that you'll do it with us. Obviously, we'll talk about some things, and then we'll open it up for viewer questions at the end.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. You can actually see the bookcase, but it's because of the way I'm cropped, you really can't. So, but it says up to TK Breezy over there, too, so it's pretty nice.
I feel like you got a lot more space now, because it's like, before it felt like a corner, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
No, so, it looks good. It looks good.
Thanks. Anyway, so what are we talking about today? Oh, actually, we're going to talk about what I was just playing if you were watching me on stream today. It was Monster Hunter Stories 2. So this game came out last week, pretty sure. I'm about 50 hours into it, and I think I'm near the end of the story. I think, like, everyone's calling it Monster Hunter Pokemon, and, like, yes, I can understand why you get there, but there's definitely some differences in it from Pokemon. Like, the way that you learn moves in there, there's not, like, a set amount of moves and then TMs. Mm-hmm. Like, you can learn any move in the game if you have the monsters to transfer over those skills and stuff. And so basically it's a lot of, like, ritualing or summoning rituals for you to learn. Like, you take a skill from a monster, but then that monster's gone. So you take a bunch of your low-level monsters and then power up your stronger ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. There's no TMs or anything, but you do have abilities that move around. Like, you can fly, you can dash, you can jump. There's, like, jump things, you can swim.
Okay.
But the fighting system is really where it's popping, because it's a rock, paper, scissors system with power, speed, and technique. And then, you know, speed beats power, power beats technique, and technique beats speed. But your monster also has, like, a type that they normally are, like, in the wild. So,
okay.
Like, a Tigrex is a power monster. And so when you go fight him, you want to use technique attacks. But then when they get raged, they go into a different stance and they'll be like either a speed or a technique monster. So you have to remember all that stuff too. Like, all right, this monster's power, but when he gets enraged, he's this. But your monsters can learn any move. So you can have your Tigrex know speed moves so he doesn't have to leave the field. You know, like, he's like, all right, well, now we're just going to use your speed moves and stuff.
Okay.
So the game in itself is actually really, really deep. The story is about, I don't think it's confusing. I just think I haven't paid as much attention, but it's basically you're the descendant of, like, one of the best writers in the world or some shit.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to raise the guardian or the Ratha, the legendary Rathalos egg, and you have been raising them, but back in the day, Rathalos were evil, but you're raising your Rathalos to be good,
okay. Basically.
And now we're trying to figure out why Rathalos were evil in the first place. It's like a small synopsis of it, but who cares about the story? The gameplay is actually very fun. When the gameplay is mad fun, I'm like, I don't even care about the story anymore. I can't wait to end game, because then I get to fight all those, like, other monsters, like the legendaries and stuff. Like, all, and it's a real nostalgia kick too for anyone who played a lot of Monster Hunter.
Okay.
Because, like, I recognize stuff from World and Rise, but I didn't play much before then. So now there's a bunch of new monsters to me that are actually just really old monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. I'm giving it a solid 9 out of 10 for sure.
Damn. Okay.
It's a solid. I think the only thing that there's only, like, some nuances in the menu that I feel like most, I don't know why this is, like, such an oversight of things, but you know how, like, you can't, like, multi-select things to sell?
Yeah.
That should be in, like, every RPG. Like, I don't understand. Like, that should be, like, in your...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why that's not a normal thing. Is that not in it?
Not right now.
Ah.
No. There's one good feature, though, because, like, you have, like, these, like, things that are only good for selling, and they're, like, it's, like, sell your trinkets or whatever.
Okay.
And then you will sell all your trinkets at once. And it's like, all right, cool, but, like, what if I want to sell monster parts? You know, like,
that I'm not
using anymore. But yeah, I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. I think I've had a lot of fun playing it the entire time. And I assume that the end game is probably going to be pretty dope too. So we'll see.
You know, I had a bounty for that game and I looked a little bit into it and I was just like, I don't know.
You
I couldn't
a bounty
really...
for stories? Oh, yeah, dude. On PC. Okay.
Yeah. I had a bounty for it and I was like, do I really want to get into it? It's kind of a JRPG. I'm not really, and I passed on it eventually. It looks very sort of standard, at least from an outside perspective, when I was checking it out. I was like, this seems very, I don't know. It just feels very core JRPG, you know?
Do you not like that?
Not really. Core? No, not if it's core. I think it's got to be more like... I'm not into normal, like, core JRPGs, but I'm into, like, Paper Marios. Does that make sense? If there's, like, some kind of variation on it. I feel like it's very rare for me to sink my teeth into it. Because, like, it's turn-based, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. No. Turn-based immediately turns me off. I'm not going to do that, so...
They have Chris Tales?
Oh, yeah, the bounty board? I just picked that up. Yep. Yeah, buddy. Okay. Guys, spoilers for the Cody stream. We're going to be doing a Chris Tales bounty at some point, not soon.
Wait, what the fuck? That's an RPG, though.
Don't care. I'm getting paid. You know what it is? Monster Hunter, I looked at it, and I was like, there's no way I'll like this. This game actually looks like, okay, maybe I'll be into it. You know what I mean? Like, when I see Monster Hunter, I've never played a Monster Hunter game, so I'm sort of like, eh, I don't know. I passed up that one, but I'm taking this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking this one. What did you get it on, though? Steam or
your Switch? I got it on Steam, yeah. Probably should have got it on Switch. Oh, well.
I'm going to get it on the Switch. I mean, it looks, you know, it doesn't look, like, very graphics heavy, so I should be fine.
Yeah. But, yeah, I checked it out a little bit. I am relieved that I didn't play it, because it sounds like that's a lot of stuff to remember. Like, the stuff that you're talking about.
Not really. I mean, like, because, like, a lot of the times... Well, okay. This is where the Monster Hunter knowledge comes in. Because you can make really big, educated guesses based off the, like, the monster in the old game. Like, you see Antanath. That's a power monster. It's a fucking T-Rex. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fire T-Rex. But then, like, if you see, like, Toby Kadashi, he was, like, very quick and speedy in the game. So, mm-hmm. like, most likely a speed monster. So, like... I think there's some, like, I think the only things that I usually forget are, like, the little minions. Mm-hmm. But most of the minions seem to just be technical. So I just, that's pretty much where I'm at. So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think at the same time, you could always just have a guide up on the side monitor, too.
Yeah, but I hate doing that. It feels so, like, I don't know. I hate it when games need that. I just played a game that basically needed a guide to play, and it was called Mega Man X, and I hated it. So, anyway.
I don't think that's
no. Actual. It's true. It's true. Go play Mega Man. Have you ever played Mega Man X before?
The Super Nintendo one?
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend speed runs it. Well, okay. Maybe he used the guide.
But have you ever played it?
Nah. I'm not a Mega Man fan.
What I would like you to try is to try playing that game without looking anything up. It is infuriating. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's one of the best games ever," and they only say that because they know where to go. I know that I'm Mega Man posting again. I know people are sick of it. I don't care.
Wait, no. Actually, I think I played the one on Game Boy Advance,
but it's not Mega Man X, the original, right?
No. I played a version of Mega Man X though, and I definitely did get lost. So I imagine if it's way worse before,
the original is so bad, and everybody says it's good. But anyway. That's Monster Hunter. Second thing, I don't know if this is the order because I don't have the graph up in front of me, but I can tell you, this is what I'm excited for. I'm playing it tonight. I am pleased as punch to play Death's Door tonight. Oh my god, dude. So, the people that made Death's Door also made Titan Souls, which came out long, long, long time ago, which was a gimmick where it's like a, it's sort of like a Zelda game, but a lot of the bosses just die in one hit. And the point is that hit is really hard to get, or sometimes it's not, if you have really good timing.
Wait, what? Hold on, I think I've played Titan Souls.
Titan Souls rules.
I don't remember killing anything in one hit. Maybe I'm ass.
No, there are a few monsters. There's one ice one that I remember that spins around, and I have really good timing, and I killed him in one hit.
I did play Titan Souls.
Game rules. So that developer is their new game just released today called Death's Door. It was one of those games that looks pretty, but you look at it and you're like, I don't know how good this is going to be. It looks like it might get repetitive. It's got that isometric angle. It's got the Zelda thing. So when I saw it, I was like, I hope it's good. And turns out it is. Everybody's giving it a 9 or an 8 out of 10. And I'm like, hell yeah. Last I checked, Metacritic had it at 87. So I was like, sick. So I'm playing that tonight. I did read that it's only 6 hours long, but I don't care. I love that.
Yeah, we're short gamers now, even though I'm playing 50 hours in this. That just means I won't be playing any other 50-hour games for like another like 5 months.
Yeah, so. You got your fill of it, and then you're just like, this is the one time that you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, dude. It looks very good. It's sort of one of my, like, most anticipated indies this year. And I'm glad that it's good. I'm going to be playing it all night tonight just to sort of chug it all down. I can't wait.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Well, I have the Crystals downloaded now, so...
There you go. You already got it done?
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah, so we got that good internet over here, bro. I'm like 1,000 up, 1,000 down now, bro. That shit is
delicious. Got that like a month ago. Gigabit is life-changing. It really is. Yeah. Being able to download stuff while I'm streaming, that never happened before. I was never allowed to do that. So having that privilege is excellent.
So, did I archive that? With that being said, we will move on to our next topic, which will be... Fall Guys season 5? I
don't even season know. 5, baby. Next season just came out. Yep. So, I have no idea what it is. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to play it. A lot of new games. But the thing that I'm most interested in is the fact that nobody's talking about it. Like, the fact that you didn't know. Like, seriously, I think this might be the final breath in terms of, like... people being excited. Because seriously, I was like, nobody knows about this. Nobody's really talking about it. I think it might be done here. Which makes me sad because I love the game. But I feel like I've seen a few people streaming it. But like, I don't think... Let me look at Twitch right now. I feel like viewership isn't... Yeah, viewership is not high. It's above Among Us currently. But it's below Genshin. And still below Dead by Daylight. Yuck.
Okay, well, first of all, those games get a lot of players, man.
Like, well, I don't care. Okay. It is 3 spots above Overwatch, which is a dead game. So, and I mean, like, viewership doesn't amount to everything, right? But in a game like Fall Guys, it kind of does.
Apparently does to you, like, the...
It does to Fall Guys. Viewership matters in Fall Guys. It is a spectator game, and if people aren't watching I don't know.
But look, this is why, because Fall Guys is one of those games, right, where, like, you need an event. Like... No one, like, it's almost like a fighting game. Like, people really don't be watching fighting game streams like that until an event pops off. That's why, like, whenever you see a Rivals, mm-hmm. Fall Guys be getting some views. But that's only during Rivals.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I was hoping that Season 5 would, like, be a little kick in the pants, but apparently not. I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen any buzz about it, any excitement. I'm still going to play it. I'll play it one night, probably. You know, see how it goes, try it out. But I think this might be the end for, like, public consciousness for Fall Guys. Last season, I remember playing it, and I was like, oh, this is sick. I hope they come back. This was amazing. Now I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I think that, like, every time I've seen Fall Guys update, I'm like, word. You know, is there a video for this? I know there's got to be a video, right?
Yeah. For season 5? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see what new games they added. Fall Guys season 5 trailer.
One of them is huge. Like, one of them is, like, a huge maze, and it changes every time you play it, which is, like, kind of neat. So, you know. Dead by Daylight is a badly put together game, but people can't get enough of it. It's a strange thing. Yeah, game sucks. I will say it anytime I can.
I don't get it. It's literally just scary tag, and it's not even scary. So, like,
no. Can't do Dead by Daylight. Not a fan. They have the coolest IPs and the coolest, like, ideas, and then it's just tag. Like, that's all it comes down to.
They got duos and trios and limited time mode, bro. You trying to run a duo?
They have duos in Fall Guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm down. I'm looking at it now too. Yeah, that's funny.
Wait, when? Because I'm actually gonna go to the the Smash local tonight, just because this is apparently the best one they have in Texas, Bonaire.
I'm playing Pokemon Unite Thursday.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, Thursday.
Yeah, because it comes out tomorrow. Well, I might do it tomorrow. I don't know.
I was like, why not tomorrow?
Because I'm filming stuff tomorrow. I got to do YouTube, you know?
YouTube. Oh, got you.
YouTube. All right,
well, that's the other thing we can talk about is that Pokemon Unite, because look. From when it first came out and we saw, like, the trailer, everyone was hyped. I was like, okay, but what kind of game is this? And now that they've kind of, like, explained the game, it's... Why is there already a tier list?
Oh, sick! Let me look that up. Hold on. That's excellent. I need that.
Three hours ago, A-Drive has dropped the ultimate Pokemon Unite tier list. Okay.
Perfect.
But anyway, it's like, it reminds me a little bit of Breakaway. Like, you know, but, like, it's still a MOBA, but, like, you have to score and stuff. So, like, and I think that's really dope. So.
I was going to say, aren't there, like, points? I remember, like, I don't know much about it, but I did see something about points, and I'm like, what does that mean? You know, like.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, you gotta score and stuff. I'm currently watching some Lucario just kind of, like, run around and beat up these Apoms, which I think the Apoms are, like, the minions of this game.
Okay.
So that's
I'm literally looking at it right now. I can't. Venusaur is S tier, apparently.
Lord.
I can't wait. This is fun. Okay. This is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, maybe I'll play it tomorrow then.
How do they do that? Like, oh, wait. No, I forgot there was a demo. So people probably just, they're probably just using demo information. That's funny, though. Like, to think about, like, a game not already out and it's like the ultimate tier list.
I mean, that's content, dude. You want eyes on it. I'm putting out that Nickelodeon tier list, like, the day it comes out. I've told my stream, I'm like, for, like, a month or two after Nickelodeon drops, I am a Nickelodeon streamer. Sorry. I've got YouTube videos. Like, I'm going... I'm making Nickelodeon content.
I'm about to make... You gotta make up a bunch of stupid, like, terms. Like...
Oh, yeah, just invent stuff.
This is the SpongeBob shuffle.
Breeze walking. Yeah. I'm excited, dude. I'm that era is going to be fun. Damn, we didn't even talk about that, dude. So much time passed. We were talking about stuff for this episode, and, like, we didn't even come up with the Nickelodeon fighting game. Like, we both played Slap City.
Yeah. And that game was fun. But, like, from what I originally saw from the Nickelodeon fighting game thing, it does look as though they are, like, or it's not going to go as hard as Slap City.
Yeah.
But it still looks like it's going to be nice. That Slap City is a very technically, like, hard game after a while. Like, once you start playing top tier and stuff, I don't know if you could make that happen with a Nickelodeon game, because you're trying to market to kids too. So.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't even know if you're trying to market to kids, man, because, like, all those really Nicktoons are, bro.
Yeah, they're like, all old as hell. The only two Nicktoons that are new are, like, the Loud Kids. Because, like, Danny Phantom is the next newest, and he's old. So what the hell? And if you look at the box art, like, the box art has, like, Ren and Stimpy and, like, a bunch of other old stuff. And I'm like, who are you guys appealing to? These are adults.
Like, you got Ren and Stimpy. You got Nigel Thornberry. Like, they don't know who the Thornberries are.
Cat Dog. What 8-year-old knows who Cat Dog is? It's so weird. Like, they still have SpongeBob. There is Korra, and Aang is supposed to be in it. I don't know.
Aang.
Aang. Okay. But yeah, I just, when I saw it, I was like, this is so weird. I hope it's decent. I feel like it's gonna just crumble as soon as it comes out, but we'll see. I don't know. An early tier list of that dropped too. Apparently Patrick is the worst character in the game, and Zim is stupid strong.
That's impossible, bro. Did you see Patrick's his command grab?
Yeah, I guess it's just Incineroar. But they did say in the thing, like, if he grabs you, he's super strong. But if he can't grab you, he sucks. And I'm like, oh, okay, bro, so he's an actual grappler. Got it.
But it was about the size of it, bro.
The, like, distance.
He grabbed Nigel Thornberry off the ground, being like a double jump height above him. And that joint was too funny.
You gotta get some disjoints, like, bro.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. That's probably all he has. I said from, like, trailer, like, I'm probably gonna play Danny Phantom, and then maybe Nigel Thornberry on the side, bro. Like, I know his voice clip's gotta be hilarious.
I wonder if they're gonna get the voice actor. I'm pretty sure Nigel Thornberry was voiced by Tim Curry. Like, are they actually gonna get Tim Curry in for this meme fighting game? That would be sick.
Let me find out. Nigel Thornberry.
Voice. I'm honestly curious. Like, I look at the game, I'm just like,
it was Tim Curry.
What's gonna suck is if I pick a character that I don't know who they are, I hate them. But it's like, well, they're my style. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. In my heart of hearts, I'm probably a Ren or a Stimpy, right? Because those are the things I loved. Those are my favorites when I was young. But, like, I'm probably gonna end up playing Lincoln Loud, and I'm like, oh my god, this little asshole. I hate this guy, you know?
I hope they put some... I'm surprised they decided to go with the candy cane monster from Outro Monsters.
Oh, Blina.
I wanted to do with the eyes, bro.
Crumb. Yeah, I thought they would pick Ickis. Ickis is the red one. He's, like, the main one. I thought they would go with Ickis. I don't know why they went with Oblina. That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's, like, a DLC or something. Who knows? The DLC for that game is endless.
That's
though,
gonna because, go like, crazy.
There's so many things to pull from. Oh, bro. I'm so hyped to, like... I'm actually hyped for that game more than I thought I would be, so...
Me too. I don't... It's so weird, because, like, I saw, like... A few weeks before, there were some Target things, and it was, like, Target, like, accidentally leaks All-Star Brawl or whatever, and I was like, oh, okay, but I was like, who cares, right? It's gonna be, like, Punch Time Explosion or whatever it was, and then they reveal it, and they're like, oh, it's actually pretty good looking, because it is just Smash. Like, they're not trying to make it all fancy or do anything different. They're like, no, it's pretty good looking, and also the Slap City guys make it. And you're like, huh? What? So,
The Slap City guys making it is definitely pushing that over the edge, so good shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we got a lot of games to be hyped for, like, the next, you know, the next few days, to be honest.
Thank God stuff's coming out.
Yeah, so this Pokemon Unite, like, I just got finished playing, well, not finished, but I'm about to be finishing Monster Hunter Stories 2's regular stories. Chris Tales is the bounty now.
Woo!
I'm gonna have to play Pokemon Unite into Chris Tales' bounty so I can try to get the maximum.
I'm strategizing too.
But then also, you know, Kazuya just came out. That was fun. I'm still playing Smash now because of that. Like, he's a very fun character.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I have on my wish list, actually. Because someone asked me recently what games do I have, like, that I'm, like, hyped for to come out. And, like, most of my games that I'm, like, hyped for to come out are any games that don't have a release date yet. So
a lot of things, haven't had releases. They just say 2021. So there's a lot of stuff still coming.
I got Tunic. I got Flynn, Son of Crimson. I got Ancient Abyss, which I could have bought a while ago, but I just haven't. Ember Knights, Naraka Blade Point, Astral Ascent, Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, Midnight Fight Express, and Fraymakers are all games that I have on my wish list right now that I'm like, you know what? I'd be pretty hyped for that. But as far as, like, I don't know, game, like, any, like, big name games, Deathloop is the only one that I think in my the near future I'm definitely gonna play that. Mm-hmm. And then of course Horizon Zero Dawn, but there's no release date for that, so I just know it's coming and I'm gonna play it.
Did you see the Deathloop footage at the PlayStation thing?
I did not.
I lost my hype.
Damn.
I was excited for it, and I watched the PlayStation footage. They had like a state of play thing, and they had like 10 minutes of Deathloop footage, and it's Dishonored.
I thought we already knew that.
Yeah, but it's like the exact same thing, dude. It doesn't look the character's just blinking everywhere, and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Like, it's just blink behind guard, guard doesn't see you, stab guard in back. And it's just, I don't know. I know people like Dishonored and they'll be happy, but I really loved Prey, and I was hoping it'd be more like Prey. It's not more like Prey, it's more like Dishonored, but whatever.
He said, no Metroid Dread hype? Nah, I'm not really a Metroid fan. Tori would like that, but, like, I've never really sat down and, like, played Metroids like that, so.
I like Metroid games, but they are, at most, like, a 7 out of 10 to me. No matter what.
Every single one of them?
Yeah, they can't go higher than that. And it's not because the game's fault, it's just, like, I love Metroidvanias, but Metroid has always felt so basic in that regard, and, like, I'm not interested in the story, that, like, the highest it can get is a 7 for me. So it's like, I'm excited for it, I'm definitely going to play it, but I don't really care when it comes out, you know? I'm not, like, chomping at the bit. So, I don't know, we'll see. I think we have a read to do, right? Don't we have the, you gotta do the thing? You gotta read the...
Was I messaged that?
Oh, I don't know, I can't look at it, because your cam is up, but I think we're doing the thing, right?
Did I not tweet? I feel like I did tweet, right?
Oh, did you not?
Did not go out? Oh, no.
Uh-oh!
I hit the tweet button and never went.
Whoopsie daisy.
It never went.
Yeah, I can't check Discord.
There it is.
I can't check Discord while you're up on the screen.
I don't see anything about a read, but I'm going to read it anyway. Manscaped, bro. You guys ain't shaving your balls yet? What the fuck?
He's so crass.
Yeah, okay.
He's so good. All right, keep it up.
Listen, like, I don't know why, but they sent me two, okay? So now I have dual fit. No. They did send me two, though. I think maybe the one was for a giveaway or something. But, yeah, man, we are still... I don't think we're still working with them. So, yeah, if you guys haven't already checked it out, go to manscaped.com and go ahead and grab one of the promos they already got going. And then at the end, type in y'all. YALL to get yourself even more money saved right there. We very much appreciate you. Let me see what they got here on the site right now for the special, because they always got a special going.
I think we have 20% off if you use the code y'all, so there you go.
Yeah, so you save 45% plus another 20% off that, because the peak performance package right now is $119 when it's originally $217. You get the lawnmower, the weed whacker, the crop preserver, the crop reviver, the magic mat, and the shed travel bag, and the Manscaped boxers. And so you save 45% by hitting that, and then by dropping y'all at the end, you save another 20% off that 45%. So you're basically getting all this extra free stuff for the price of one Manscaped razor. Well, actually, the price of less than one Manscaped razor. So get yourself in there. You know what I'm saying? Shave it up.
You weren't even kidding with the weed whacker. That's oh, my God. I thought you were just listing off garden tools.
No, we just imagine.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, check it out, manscaped.com. Check out the special offer. They got a limited time special as per usual. Damn, 45%. Yeah, and it's 20% off if you use the code y'all. So check it out right now.
Yeah. So with that being said, man, thank you guys for watching another. I know I just tweeted this out.
So long. So you could
walk in at the end, but this will be on all the forms of podcasting. We have Spotify, we have YouTube, we have all that great stuff. We have Apple as well. And when that comes out, I will be hitting you with another tweet, so y'all can go ahead and check that out. But we appreciate you guys for coming through to listen to us talk about games.
Yeah, of course. We'll be back next week talking. I mean, I'll tell you guys how Death's Door was, obviously. Got some other stuff coming up. Lots of games to be excited about. Obviously, New World is happening now, too. A lot of people are playing that, which, like, it looks cool because it looks like a Souls game, but they say it's an MMO, and I am not interested in that. So, like, I am going back and forth. Maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe not. I'll,
No.
No, some DBD cringe.
No.
I might play some New World though, so I might come back next week.
Wait, and, you we'll in a in an MMO?
Well, it looks like a Souls game though. Like it looks very much like Souls, and I'm like, ah, that's kind of neat, you know. What would it take for Coney to be interested in a JRPG? A unique setting, a cool battle system, Undertale. Done. Got it.
You're one of those, bro.
Hell yeah. Undertale's a good game. The whole reason it's so good is because it's so different. Like, the art style is different, the gameplay is different. I kind of like Paper Mario, even though they're a little bit too simple for me, but, like, I like the idea of it. I'm trying to think of other JRPGs that I've liked. Oh, dude, Lisa! I love Lisa. Lisa, the style and the setting is amazing. The gameplay isn't great, but it's definitely unique and distinct. It's just a JRPG, but I love the stuff about it, you know?
You're only interested in New World because of the setting.
No, I'm only interested in it because it's Souls. That's all it
bro,
is.
Bro, it's the setting, bro.
I don't even know what the setting is.
It's that cowboy type setting, bro. You love that shit. You love Western time, like.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a cowboy thing. I don't think it's not a cowboy. That's a conquistador, bro.
It's whatever, man. You still like that.
The Spanish conquistadors?
Yeah, bro, that's you.
All right, that's okay. Yeah.
You like usurping land.
That's me, colonizing. That's what I do. Yep. Here it is. No, it looks okay. It looks okay. I'm going to give it a shot, maybe, but we'll see.
So, RE5, Fall Guys Season 5, the new games are spectacular, but the lack of new quality of life features is sorely disappointing. So, my impression of Season 5 is mixed. What quality of life do they need to add that they haven't done still?
Maybe names. That's always the biggest thing for me. Like, they can't have real names.
That is... I don't...
And I still think you can't do private lobbies, which is insane. Like, that was a feature that people wanted back when the game launched, which was, like, last year. And people were like, dude, just put in private lobbies. Streamers will go crazy for this. And they missed the boat. And, like, you know, they made the bag, but I don't know. No costume loadouts? I guess.
I feel like private lobbies, you have to really know yourself and where your stream is.
Starting
a private lobby with the idea that you think a bunch of people are going to want to play, but then like realizing you don't have this, that's got to be disheartening. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, bros, private lobby, let's get it. And then like three people join. You're like,
final game instantly. Final, you're just immediately in jump showdown. Man.
You really, that's viewer battles.
Viewer battles 1v1 Fall Guys. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so you really got to know who you are at this point. Like, I know I wouldn't be able to run that. You might be able to run that. Someone like Lyric, you know, all those top streamers, they can run that. But like, if you're like a mid-level streamer, you really think you got that community, you'll find out that day.
Find
out that day.
I feel like people will show up though. They'll hit you with the GGs. That was me. They'll play in your Fall Guys lobby, follow your channel, and then leave. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that you might be able to farm some stuff off that. Chishu says, are either of y'all excited for the new character announcement tonight for Stripe? It's Biken, right? Maybe I'm spoiling. I think it's Biken. I think that got mined. I think it's Biken. Now I'm just spoiling the shit out of it. I think it's Biken. Happy Chaos? Right. Okay, I don't know who that is.
I think I am definitely excited to see who it is, but like I haven't really been playing too much Strive because I've been stuck in this, you know, this thing. So, So yeah, man. Wow. Okay. Well, this episode actually went on a lot longer than I expected. My bad. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, just know that we don't really know where this goes. We just kind of started up and just like riff.
Well, so. You know what it is? It's because we haven't done it in a while, so we had to catch up on a lot of different things. We'll be more in tune next week. I might try New World. Going to try Death Door. We'll figure out some stuff. But hope you guys enjoyed the listen to y'all gaming this week.
Did you play I guess we can talk about Crystals too, because we're both going to play
I'll let you know how it is. Yeah, I'm probably going to play that tomorrow. Like you said, I got to strategize, because I got to find a way I need the worm on the hook, and then people click in, and I'm like, gotcha! High view count! So we'll see. Yeah.
I will learn the ways one day. But anyway... thank you guys for watching. We will be back next week for more gamer talk on Y'all Gaming. And with that being said, have a good night. I'll probably see you later on in the stream. He will definitely see you later on in the stream. Have a good night and be safe and wear a mask and all that other good stuff, because Delta is around. Peace.
Goodbye.